Kenny Buckner, first of all, congratulations on being named the new head coach at Okeechobee High School varsity football program. Before we get into anything, I think there's a lot of our listeners that only know you as an athletic director and don't know what your background is in coaching. You don't have to go through every stop, but just maybe talk about your background in football a little bit, if you would.
All right. Well, thank you very much. I've been around the block a few times. This would be my 39th year of education, and I've coached at several different schools. I've coached in a couple state championship games, a couple of national championship games at the college level, and coached there. But I think it's going to be exciting. I haven't coached in the last football for the last 5 years at least. So I really think it's going to be a lot of fun here, and I think the community that we have is very, very supportive of everything we do, and we look forward to putting something on the field that they'll be proud of, like they have been, like last year. Last year was a good season for us. We just want to build upon that.
What made you want to take on this responsibility? What made you decide to pursue and then in the end accept the job?
Well, it's kind of weird. I've sat here and Tim Tharp, he used to be the athletic director of South Fork, and then all of a sudden he took the job at Jupiter, and I'm like, Tim, what would you do that for? It's kind of crazy. And he and I talked about 2 months ago when I told him this was a possibility. I said, I'm thinking about doing it, and he said, you need to. You'll be glad you did. And he said, it's the best thing I did for myself. And so I thought, if it happens, I'm gonna talk and see what happens with my wife and our administration here, and it's kind of worked out for us, and I'm excited.
He's exactly the guy I thought about, by the way, when you did accept this. So it's interesting that you talked to him and got his advice on that. I realize this has just happened all this week. Have you had any time to think about the current coaching staff and how that transition is going to go?
Well, I've talked to a couple of them, and we're going to try to sit down. I'm going to try to sit down with one of them, start next week individually, and just see, do they still want to coach? Do they not want to coach? And see what direction they want to go in. And then we'll just sit down as a complete staff and figure out who's going to coach what, when, and where.
What are your immediate plans as far as getting things going with the programs and meeting with the players and that sort of thing?
Well, I met with a few this morning that's here on campus doing the MOD program, and I encouraged them to go and talk to other kids about getting in here now, because if there's players out there that's wanting to play, if they wait till August the 2nd, it's too late. They're going to have missed all summer, and they're going to miss a lot of stuff we're going to talk about offensively and defensively and everything else during the weeks that they're here. They're here from 8:30 to 12:30, and they work out. They do some community service stuff. They have some fun days that they do things. They watch movies sometimes, whatever. Just give them a break. And but it's more about building relationships, and that's what we're trying to get all the kids to do now, is build relationships and depend on each other. So we're trying to get everybody in here we can, and that way they can lean on each other.
Talk about, you kind of mentioned this with your last answer, but as far as building rapport, this is kind of late in the game. I think you can admit that, as far as being named head coach, building rapport with the players, building that team atmosphere, and this is kind of a big change for them as well. How do you kind of build that relationship with them so quickly?
Well, it is. You're right. We kind of got in here late, but it's being here every day, sitting there and talking with the kids, and going out and watching them do things, and just being around them. I think you build a lot. When I took over for basketball a couple of years ago, I really didn't know any of those players. I mean, I knew them by name, but I didn't know them by person. And that was a really big lift for myself. Now I actually got to build some relationships with those guys, and it was really a lot of fun. So I'm hoping to be able to do the same thing with these players, over the next year, two or three or whatever, and watch them grow as young men too.
you were so involved in football earlier in your career. You mentioned the time that you've been away as an athletic director. You've had a much different perspective and a view of everything. Did that time away from the sport kind of rebuild your love for it or re-energize you or however you want to, you know, term that?
Well, I tell you what, going to every game over the last, well, since I've been here, I even caught myself 2 years ago at halftime going and just, like, taking over in front of the coaches and trying to coach, and I thought that was kind of dumb on my part. I had to apologize to the coaches because that wasn't fair for them, and I shouldn't have done it. But I always sit and watch what goes on and think, okay, what would I do in this situation? What would I have done in this situation? And go back and forth with it. So, you know, I've always been a fan of the game. I played it when I was in high school, played in college. I've been around it for over 40 years. So I love the game.
Let's talk X's and O's a little bit here. How much of the current systems, both offensively and defensively, do you want to keep? How much are you going to change it to your own philosophy? Or is this still a work in progress about what you want to do?
Defensively, we're going to stick basically with the same type defense we had last year of even man front. So we're going to – that'll be pretty close to the same. Offensively, we're going to change a little bit. Maybe try to get a little bit more spread and use our athletic ability more so than we have in the past and build us an identity of what we're going to do. And that way, if somebody ever mentions Okeechobee High School, they know, oh, hey, they're going to do this or they're going to do this. And I don't think – I'm not trying to talk down about anything we've done in the past because I think we've done really well the last couple of years. But I just don't think we really had an identity like some schools have, and I want us to have that.
How excited are you to take this on, this late in your career?
Oh, I'm excited. I really am. I'm kind of like a kid in a candy store. This is something that I haven't slept the last couple of nights because I've just been thinking about all kinds of things that's going on and what can happen and all that. And, I'm excited. I mean, I really and truly and I told the players this morning that I talked to that my expectations of everything. And I told them, I said, listen, you know, I'm going to treat you as if you're my own son because I think you are. And it's going to be a lot of fun. It really is. I just can't imagine not doing it.
All right. Well, Coach, anything else before I let you go?
No, I appreciate it. And we look forward to putting a product on the field this fall for everybody to be excited about. And I look forward to seeing everybody at the games. Hopefully we'll go back to normal as far as capacity goes instead of being like we were last year with COVID. We'll still do tickets online like we did last year, but hopefully we're back to normal and put an exciting product on the field for you.
Well, it brings up one last point. People are asking about, will you still be the athletic director? Do you still, those duties still stay with you?
Yes, I will still do the athletic director job. I've told my wife when we talked about me possibly doing this, the only difference is Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, I'll just get home a little bit later than I normally would. Thursdays, I'm here for JV games anyway, and Fridays, I'm at all the football games, so nothing's going to change there. So really, I don't think there's going to be a big difference.
All right, well, congratulations once again, and get used to this face. We'll be seeing each other quite a bit in the fall.
All right, thank you very much, and I look forward to seeing everybody.